Lacy, does he have the passion to still give a crap about football, to get himself in shape? We all know about his weight clauses, which I found out yesterday that Garrett Blunt also has with him in his contract in Philadelphia. And we all know about how good he could be as well. He's in Seattle, whose offensive line last year was brutal. They've made some changes to try to upgrade it here in 2017. They bring in Eddie Lacy to be their power back, right? Thomas Rawls is expected to take a back seat. CJ Prosser's the passing back, and Lacy's supposed to be the thumper. A lot of guys don't like Eddie Lacy. Scotty has been adamant here on the program that Seattle's going to go back to what worked for them, which is going to be
attempt two. Yeah.
Right. Are going to try to go back to what worked for them, which is a running based offense, the read option. They're going to try to pound the rock, much like they did with Marshawn Lynch several years ago. So, with that being said, I would think you guys would like Eddie Lacy, and yet, Corey,
you despise him.
You despise him. Why?
Because I think he's washed. I think he's toast. I think he's like the running back version of Kelvin Benjamin. Like, he's just out there, all lethargic-y, don't really care, gets hurt. I just don't think he has the passion and the drive no more. Now, listen, I've never met the young man. I'm not in the locker room with them. I can't determine that. I'm just going by what I've seen on the field. Listen, the yards per carry has remained over 4. He's one of the top tackle breakers in the NFL. So I get it if you want to get involved with Eddie Lacy.
Sitchman's too rich for you?
Let me ask you a question, though. If you say he's one of the top tackle breakers and the yards per carry, then how is he done?
No, that's what I'm saying. I just think the health is going to continue to be an issue. I think the struggles with weight is going to continue to be an issue. Maybe the change of scenery works. I'm always 9 times out of 10 going to like somebody on the board better. Now, it's like Madika was saying, if I can get him in 7-8 as a running back on my bench, I will hold my nose and make the pick.
Now hold on. I have to come back to that because yesterday or 2 days ago, and both realistically, you banged the table and told me about Marshawn Lynch. And Marshawn Lynch is your 13th ranked running back on your board. You may take Joe Mixon ahead of him depending on the situation, but that's 13, 14 on your board. And yet you sat here just 10 seconds ago telling me how Eddie Lacy is washed up. Eddie Lacy is beat up. Eddie Lacy is banged up. Eddie Lacy doesn't have the passion. Let me remind you, Marshawn Lynch retired because he didn't feel like playing football anymore.
He didn't want to play for Pete Carroll anymore.
Marshawn Lynch retired because he was banged up. His back hurt. His legs hurt. His shoulders hurt. He was banged up. Beat up, washed up. We sat here year after year in these exact same positions saying, he's going to break down. And here he is, back after a year of not playing football, and he's your number 13th ranked running back. And we know for a fact that Eddie Lacy, as you just told me, a tackle breaker, should have scored a touchdown. It's an offense that's based around the running game. And yet, you're going to hold your nose and draft Eddie Lacy. And yet, Marshawn Lynch is your 13th ranked running back, both you and Matt.
Who would win a fight between Marshawn Lynch and Eddie Lacy?
Marshawn Lynch.
There you go.
That's it?
There you go.
They're not fighting, though.
Marshawn Lynch has more heart. He has more passion. He has more pride in the game. Marshawn Lynch is in his hometown. He wants to get it done. Eddie Lacy is just trying to hang on.
I'll say this about Eddie Lacy. His NFFC ADP, I don't know what his fantasy pros is. We'll check that in a second. But he's going 76th. So that's early 7th round. Wow. If I can get him late 6th round or early 7th round, I got to take him. I don't think
it should be this horrible thing. You have to take Eddie Lacy.
I don't hate Eddie Lacy. I like the fact that he went
where
to Seattle.
Going? Yeah.
I do like that. But like Corey says, there are guys that are going ahead of him that I will take. I mean, are you going to take Eddie Lacy, Tevin Coleman in a PPR? I'm still going to take Kevin Coleman.
It's a really good one. I think I would take Eddie Lacy.
I think that gets close, but I think I still got to, you know, go with him.
Marshawn Lynch may have the heart, but also I don't know if the body's going to cooperate anymore. But let's talk about Eddie Lacy now, though, because this is what we're focused on right now, okay? Eddie Lacy is going to be the finisher for an offense that will move the ball very consistently, okay? He's going to be their goal line back. He came from a team where the running game was a definite secondary option, and they don't look to run first, to a team that wants to get back to those offensive balance that we're talking about. Now, with the they want him to break tackles, anticipate, because that's not the best offensive line, to be kind. But I don't know how much yardage he's going to roll up, but I think it's if Eddie Lacy, on a one-year deal in this situation where they're going to give him the opportunity, I know I hear about Thomas Rawls, but I agree with Matt in that, like, he will get the majority carries if he's ready. To get him in the sixth or seventh round, you have to take the shot. Because what we've seen Eddie Lacy in the past, at his best, he's a determined tackle breaker that absolutely runs over people. Seattle is going to give him an opportunity to do something that he's never done in his career, be a rhythm running back. They're going to feed him the ball consistently if he stays healthy. So to look at that in the sixth or the seventh round, I'm willing to take the crack.
A rhythm running back. In the offense that was ranked 25th in the NFL as far as running the football last year.
Offensive line.
That was last year, though. That was last year, though. They're obviously looking at improvements.
Okay.
They brought in. You are right. They were 25th. They brought in Eddie Lacy to improve that.
They brought in Eddie Lacy to improve that?
Yes.
Wow.
They brought in pieces along the offensive line to improve that.
ADP comparison here. Eddie Lacy or Mike Gillisley?
Mike Gillisley.
Yeah, I agree with that. But Eddie Lacy, you tell me, is washed up and is a bum and all this stuff. And he doesn't care. He averaged a career high 5 yards a carry last year.
He, when he's on the field, he can play well. Maybe it wasn't a commitment to him.
Wait a minute. You just said he was done.
You told me he's a bum.
I don't think he's going to play nowhere. I think he plays in eight, nine games. That's the whole thing
about
it.
Is he done?
When he's out there, I think he can. When he's out there, he's going to be able to produce. I don't think he's going to be out there. I don't think he's going to be out there a lot. I just don't think he wants. I don't think he got it in him no more, Eddie Lacy. That's the way I feel about the play.
I respect.
But look at the offense he's a part of. Also, Seattle is a team that's trending in the wrong direction.
How so?
The offense is terrible last year, Scott. Offensively, the team was not good last year.
Because Russell Wilson was hurt for a long stretch.
All right.
And their offensive line was the worst.
Oakland is a team going up. Seattle's a team going down. I think that trend continues this year.
Lynch is a guy who's 31 years old who was banged up
and he's going to an offense that was 6 in rushing the ball last year. And he's motivated and he's ready to play.
He's motivated, but his body might not cooperate.
I don't know if Eddie Lacy body going to cooperate, and he's not motivated.
That's true, but you're getting him.
Why do you say he's not
motivated? You might get him four rounds.
Why do you say he's not motivated? He's on a one-year contract trying to make money.
He's in a bad situation. I don't like the situation in Seattle offensively.
I don't like
I like Graham and Baldwin, but I don't like the running game in Seattle. I think the O-line stinks.